And what I did not consider was the fact that a sofa could possibly kill me. Welcome to Mama Runs an Ultra. I'm a runner on the downhill side of my 50s who decided to train for my very first ultra marathon. And this podcast is me saying all the things out loud of what the hell am I thinking? So when I first was interviewing coaches for transitioning to my very first ultra marathon, one of the things that I made really clear was that my hope through training was to show up to the start line healthy. My second hope was to be able to finish in one piece. And up until this weekend, I pretty much attributed all of those things to training and decisions over which I had full control. And what I did not consider was the fact that a sofa could possibly kill me. So let me back up. If you're new to Mama Runs an Ultra, I live about 15 minutes away from a small town. And because I live out in the county, I live in a place where we have to take our own garbage to the dump. And it's a really flat place. So trying to get enough elevation for my training without having to drive an hour and a half means I can basically run one bridge over the interstate or this one neighborhood with a man-made dam. Either way, I'm getting like 25 to 35 feet of elevation max in any one incline. So it takes a lot to get the kind of elevation that I need to be properly prepared for my race. So I didn't feel like driving out of town for my second of my back-to-back long runs this weekend. And I thought, I'll just go run the bridge. It'll be fine. It's one of the few places in this area that has sidewalks. It's actually like a double wide sidewalk right there. Fantastic. We don't have this sort of infrastructure around here. So it's a huge deal. I love running there. A, because it's convenient. And B, sidewalks. Did I mention sidewalks? So when I run, our South Carolina laws are that feet face traffic. Wheels go with traffic, feet face traffic. Former teacher here, like those little sort of mnemonics. So I am fanatical about feet face traffic to the point where the people I run with are like, really, all we're doing is crossing the street. So I am super, super particular about it. And the only place in town where I do not follow that rule is on the bridge because it's a double wide sidewalk. Surely that's a place where you can go with or opposed to traffic as long as you're up on the sidewalk. And I have never given this a second thought until this weekend when I was at mile 9.5 of a 10 mile run and I hear like a weird wooden sound and then honking and I could not figure out what it was. And all of this happened in a split second. And I turned around and a ginormous black sofa was bouncing towards me on the sidewalk, on the road, back onto the sidewalk, back onto the road, because sofas don't bounce in a predictable manner. It had flown out of the back of a white pickup truck on the way to the dump, who had chosen not to secure their load. Now, this is an absolute pet peeve of mine. I live on the road that goes to the dump, so there is debris in our roads constantly. And I don't just mean like a little 2x4 or a piece of sheetrock. I mean entire loads of garbage cans full of yard waste, entire chopped up trees. There is stuff in the road constantly. It absolutely is my pet peeve. Between that and the burning, those are probably the two things why if I could move away from here, I would in a minute. People just have zero concern for other people around here. It's all about whatever works for them at any given time. Just no thought for the greater good whatsoever. So, yeah, I was almost killed by a sofa yesterday on my run. And had it bounced, so it went like left, right, left, I guess. Had it bounced one more time to the right, it would have gone over the bridge of the interstate and killed someone down below. So thankfully, I was uninjured. I just found what my max heart rate is. No need to pay for an expensive test. That didn't take much. And then this idiot backs up down the hill into the lane of traffic to pick up his sofa. And when I mentioned this to a few friends, one of them is like, why didn't you say something to him? I was like, what am I going to say? I probably would have ended up in jail because I would have been fist fighting some idiot in the middle of the road on the way to the dump. So no, I kept going and I got in my car and I went home. But I never considered the fact that a sofa bouncing down the road might be the thing that takes me out in running. And can I tell you how mad I would be if I had actually been injured? Anyway, I'd probably be on the news because of also getting arrested for going after the person. I don't know. I'm like a hothead in the aftermath. But at the time, like first my heart rate spiked, truly probably the highest number I've ever seen. And then I was like bizarrely calm to the point where I was like kind of concerned about myself because I was so calm. So anyway, there's no point to this other than, yeah, watch out for flying sofas. They might take you out on your training for your first ultramarathon. I don't know. And the weirdest part is right before that, I was a little bit shaken already because I went by, you know, the biggest concern where I run is loose dogs. And it's a huge problem where I live. My husband has been bitten multiple times. I've only been bitten once. But we have a friend who was killed by a dog that the person's going, hey, sweet, as it murdered her. So like I have zero patience for dogs who are not under the proper control of their owners at any given time around us. And I went by this one house that had two dogs who were jumping higher than the fence. And having had dogs who were fence jumpers in the past, it was clear that had those dogs decided to clear the fence and come after me, they very much could have. And they were not happy with me going by. So I was kind of on alert about the dogs right before this whole sofa thing happened. I don't know. That was my main adventure from training for my first ultramarathon this past week. I don't really want to go down the rabbit hole of like terrible things that have happened to y'all while you're running, because that's not really helpful. But I'm certainly going to reconsider my false sense of safety of running with the traffic on the double wide sidewalk. Because yeah, no, I guess I'm going to have to face them at all times now, which means crossing a 6-lane road that doesn't have crosswalks. So this is why I run on the same side. I don't know. It'd probably just be easier to drive out of town to get these hills, at least a lot less likely to get squashed by a flying sofa. I mean, it's funny, but it's not at all. Anyway, here's to safe travels and safe running for all of us. I hope that this is the biggest blip on my radar as I continue training for my very first ultramarathon. No real questions this week, other than maybe things that y'all have taken for granted running that you're glad you suddenly have to pay attention to. That would actually be quite helpful to know, because I really gave that double wide sidewalk a lot more credit for safety than it offered. Best place to leave those comments is in the comment section on whatever your favorite podcast app is. Thanks again to everybody who has left a 5-star rating and a kind review in your podcast app. It takes less than 10 seconds. It really helps other people, especially newbies to the ultra running space, find this podcast. Cheers from Mama Runs an Ultra. Hey, fellow music nerds. If you live for deep cuts, basement show legends, and bands that never quite made it past the local level, you need Dive Bar Music Club. It's the low-key, high-taste podcast. We're a rotating cast of the regulars who work in indie music, share what they're listening to. Every episode digs in. Cult favorites, bands you missed, and the up-and-coming artists shaping the music today. It's like pulling up a bar stool in your favorite dive and meeting your new best friends, chatting about music. That's what we do at Dive Bar Music Club. Search for Dive Bar Music Club in your favorite podcast app and tap that follow button. Your next favorite band is waiting.